This is episode number 2021 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, July 29th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, it's time for the Who Cares News with Morgan. What's up?
Yes, it's with Morgan because it's not with you, even though you talk through most of it.
Oh, stop it.
Anywho, Paris Hilton is denying pregnancy rumors that took off this week. On her podcast, This is Paris.
Wait, she's not pregnant?
No.
I mean, I've been reading for 2 days that she's pregnant with triplets. No?
Triplets?
No, well, you know.
Well, maybe she is pregnant.
Story,
she doesn't,
you know, a story gets embellished every time it's passed on down.
Of course it does.
Makes
it's
you wonder
telephone game.
If the redcoats really did come or if they just stood on the shore. Because the stories, they get handed down.
Or they were greencoats.
Yeah,
and
maybe
it ended up as redcoats.
It was like that. I don't know.
Their coats probably weren't red. They just ended up that way through the telephone
game. I don't even know where that analogy came from.
I don't either.
So, Paris, dear Paris, is not pregnant. Is that what you're saying?
Well, she said the report in Page Six about expecting her first child with fiancé Carter Room.
I don't know what his name is.
Is bunk.
It's all bunk.
Yeah, that's what she says.
Where do you get these rumors?
Maybe she's the one who wanted to tell people she's pregnant instead of it leaking out. Because, you know, hey, you hear it from one person,
well,
but you hear from
3,000. Well, we'll know soon enough when she starts showing if she is indeed pregnant. And if she's got triplets in the oven, oh my God, she's going to get big.
Well, did you know that Paris has a YouTube cooking channel?
I didn't know she had a podcast, but I'm not surprised.
It's called Cooking with Paris.
And she got, and what's her podcast called?
This is Paris.
This is Paris. These are really good names. Just like the sex tape was called One Night in Paris. It's like, yeah. Okay,
yeah. And so this is Cooking with Paris.
Cooking with Paris. Cooking channel. Wow.
She's even been cooking with Kimmy over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because they're buds. Hey,
the
only thing in this Paris is the only thing in the oven at the moment is my sliving lasagna. Paris says, referring to a dish from her channel. What sliving lasagna is, I don't know.
Don't know if I want to know.
Fans shouldn't always believe what they read online, she said.
Huh?
Boy, let's just be nice to your fans, Paris. That's all you got, really.
Yeah, that's
true. You got inheritance, but
She might have triplets. We don't know that.
Might have
we
triplets.
We don't know. Yesterday she had triplets. Today nothing.
I also woke up to about 3,000 texts.
She's got that.
I love this one. All my iPhones are blowing up. All 5 of them.
Oh my God, she has 5 phones. How does
Why
she
does
keep?
She have 5
how
phones?
How does she keep track? Is
one of them belong to her dog? Maybe. The groomer, the walker called.
Oh,
you know.
That's so hot.
Everyone wishing me congratulations and so happy for me. So she also says she heard from people she hasn't heard from in years.
Of course. Because she's got triplets.
Yeah.
Or she doesn't. We're going to find out soon enough.
We will find out.
I mean, there's not much. You can't really hide that.
No.
Well, I shouldn't say that, but you know, a lot of stars, we find out that they're like weeks away from giving birth because during the pandemic, they were able to just kind of like,
be on the download.
Yeah, they were disappearing into the background.
Yeah.
They were not working out at the gym.
They were being private.
They were working out at their house.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
And they were being private.
And that, therein lies the whole thing about working out at the gym. If you're a celebrity, if you're Kaley Cuoco, do you really need to go to the gym?
No.
No. She goes to the gym so she can have attention paid to her by the paparazzi. That's why she goes to the gym, I say.
Well, Kaley Cuoco's not a big attention
hound. She's a multi-millionaire. She could buy her own gym. She can have her gym brought to her house. I don't know. That's just one that I'm thinking of.
There's other ones we could pick on more.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's all about that. It's all about that.
Of course.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, Paris, good on you. And maybe we'll listen to your podcast.
Maybe I'll see what your sliving lasagna is.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Hey, New Jersey knows how to treat their favorite sons and daughters.
Oh, yeah?
New Jersey. Do they say New Jersey? Do they just say Jersey?
I think they say Jersey.
They don't say Jersey.
They don't say Jersey. It's Jersey. All right. Well, it depends. I think the Jersey people say Jersey.
Jersey?
I think the people in New York say Jersey. Like turlet. I don't understand the turlet toilet thing.
Anyway. British and people in like the eastern seaboard up there, they put R's on the end of names.
Oh.
Like Brenda and Eddie.
Yeah, Brenda and Eddie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're not right. talking about the, no Southern accent like you got.
Hey, I worked to not. I well, I shouldn't even work that. I should just let myself be Southern again.
No, you shouldn't.
Hey, Aunt. What? Rude. Okay, so anyway.
Yes.
New Jersey.
Yes.
Knowing how to treat their favorite sons and daughters.
Yes.
And they do it in a permanent way.
Really?
By naming highway rest areas after their famous natives.
Oh my God! I've never been on a highway in New Jersey. I don't think. I've been to the airport.
Well, if you need to do a rest stop to, you know,
oh my
go
God.
Potty.
Can you imagine?
The latest is
2 hours
John,
away.
John Bon Jovi.
The John Bon Jovi service area. I can't wait. I got to see that. I got to put that on my bucket list. Oh, my God. I bet they have artifacts.
John Bon Jovi.
They probably got like reader boards that talk about the history
of John
and where he grew up in Jersey and all. They would be missing the mark if they didn't.
I wonder if they'll take care of them because, you know, sometimes they get damaged by sun and water.
Oh, they do take care of them. They closed them in California for years saying they're working on them.
If you got to pee on the highway in California, especially Southern California, well, no. Good luck.
Good luck.
They're always working on them.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're working on.
Yeah, they look like they're working on them.
Anyway, so John Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
I love him.
Right.
Anyway. He joins the likes of Frank Sinatra, James Gandolfini, Connie Chung, Judy Blume.
Connie Chung.
Judy
wow.
Blume is awesome.
Yeah.
Celia Cruz.
Yeah.
And Toni Morrison.
Also awesome.
Crack is whack, Whitney Houston.
Oh, she is from Jersey.
Yeah,
wow.
But before you cry foul about...
Now, is there a Frankie Valli one? I don't see that.
I don't know.
I didn't see a Frankie Valli one.
I need to go pull up the whole entire list.
All of those guys. The Jersey Boys. Remember them? Jersey.
Now, before you cry foul about no Bruce Springsteen...
Yeah, that's the other guy.
I mean, this is like Jersey's on there.
That's the other guy.
The boss respectfully declined to have a rest area named after him, though he's a big supporter of the state of New Jersey.
Okay. Yeah, well, and of course, he got a ticket in New Jersey last year that...
Yeah, well,
he had to pay a big fine for, so, and probably do some community service, so he doesn't need a rest area.
I'm looking forward to watching his daughter next week.
Is she in the dressage?
Yes.
Okay, we're ready
Equestrian.
For it. I don't think she rides a horse, but I think I would enjoy watching her ride a horse, and that is Halle Berry.
I bet she rides a horse.
When it comes to dressage, I can just refer to Halle as dressage or undressage. More Who Cares tomorrow.
You know, sometimes I think we're going to end off well, and then...
Have a good day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.